It is Monday, March 24th. We are in Dallas, Texas, in the Sheraton in the Austin 2-3 Ballrooms. It is set up in rounds of 10, 18 tables, so the room will accommodate 180 seated for the Eileen Ossofsky Goodwill Reception. Sandra DiMartino, Chair. This is the voice of Sandy Arlinghouse speaking. It's 4:53, the reception starts at 5, so there will be some blank space in which you hear the crowd filtering in, and then the official program will begin.
Hello.
Hi.
Is Linda Poydell on here? Right here, you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hi,
ma'am. All right.
I've got a tape recorder.
Okay.
Problems,
yellow screen.
Yeah. Kathy?
Thank you.
have it right here. Where no one's sitting. Well, somebody is sitting.
Thank you.
sure all the children are good.
And everyone's had enough food.
Let's keep the away from the tape recorder.
Okay, I just have to make sure that.
And the microphone. Sandy. No, it's Sandy. Yeah. The microphone will fall off. So when you put it down so the sphere is in that hole. And that will
okay.
keep it from rolling.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Back.
Okay.
Hello?
I might have to push the button.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I should be on. Hello, everyone. I'd like to call the spring meeting of the Eileen Ososki ACBL Goodwill Committee to order. My name is Sandy DiMartino. I'm the chair of this committee, and I'm very, very happy to be here with all of you today. We have a very full meeting today because we have many people that we'd like to give special honors to. First of all, I'd like you to introduce you to my co-chairs. If you would please stand. The reason I particularly want you to meet my co-chairs and to know them is that we're trying to do more and more, maybe find a good project for the Goodwill Committee to continue to encourage zero tolerance that's been started. Any ideas that you might have to encourage goodwill in the Bridge community would be wonderful. So if the following, my co-chairs could please stand, Marilyn Villauer, Sandy Arlinghouse, Juhi Janicki, Janice Anderson, who had to go back home, Janice Saul, Roger Smith, and Carol Hamilton. Now I'd like to introduce our Chief Executive Officer, Robert Hartman, to say a few words.
Thank you. It's great to see all of you here. We're honored to have the two recipients of the Goodwill Award, Katie and Silvana, here with us. They've traveled a long way, so I just wanted to personally thank both of you for coming all this way. I'll be honest with you, I haven't had the best week. It's been tough. Just as CEO this week, there's a lot of stuff going on. And a couple of days ago at the bridge table, I sat down. I wasn't having a good game either. So that was the real... Oh, okay, that was the real bad part of my week, was my bridge game. So I'm sitting at the bridge table, and people are coming by, and, you know, everything's going wrong. Every finesse is off and whatnot. And I say to the pair, welcome to table three. And I really feel like I said, welcome to table three. In my mind, that's the way it probably came across, because I just wasn't in the best of spirits. And the person stopped, put down their cards, looked me in the eye, and said, that is the nicest thing somebody has said to me all day. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, that just, four words. Welcome to table three. And it wasn't, welcome to table three. It wasn't one of, it wasn't even enthusiastic, but four simple words. And she said, where are you from and what do you do? And I'm sitting with the CEO, isn't this amazing? And we got into this long conversation and she was happy. And she said she just picked up the partner and that things weren't working out for her. And the fact that I welcomed her to the table, nobody else had welcomed her to the table, and how wonderful, and I changed somebody else's mood at that time. So it's the little things. It's the little things that can make a very big difference. So I appreciate that woman from Savannah, Georgia, who I'm sure is not in the room with us. But it was four words that really changed my day. Thank you.
Mr. Hartman, how did you get table three?
I'm a seed in the 99er game, so just so you guys know, in the 99er game, I'm a seeded player, so it's all good.
Thank you very, very much, Robert. We're going to have a tough act to follow that. Phyllis Harlan, chairman of our board of directors, would like to welcome you.
President.
I'm sorry. I've been corrected by my husband, who's president, Phyllis Harlan, president of the board of directors.
Thank you very much. It's really hard to follow a good comedy act. I don't think I'll measure up. I'm so glad to see all of you here. You all are the epitome of what good players should be, or you wouldn't have your Goodwill pin. You set the example that others follow. So sometimes if you get a little tired or you're having a bad day, remember that. You're just great. We thank you for all of the work that you do. One of my points of emphasis this year as president is I want to show our directors that we appreciate them. All they ever get are complaints. No one calls the director to the table and says, just wanted you to come over so we could tell you what a great guy you are. So as you go back to your home units and districts, try to really put forth a little extra effort to thank the directors and tell your tournament people to thank the directors, because we do appreciate them. They work hard, they're very talented, and they deserve our thanks. And I know that you all will spread goodwill amongst not only the directors, but all the players, and we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now I'd like the members of the Board of Directors to please stand and be recognized. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I just want you to know that we realize how hard that you all work to try to make this game better for us. Phyllis talked about management and the directors and thanking them, but I personally would also like to thank the board of directors for everything that they do to make our game better. Now I'd like to just welcome any Goodwill members who are here for the first time. So if you could just stand and give us your name and tell us where you are from. Anyone? Okay.
Washington State is going to Portland, and I'm very proud to have this
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
Dear Billy. I would like to thank a particular Kevin Osh. I've been in Las Vegas for over 20 years, but my home district is District 21 in the Bay Area. I grew up playing bridge at Steve Weinstein's father's club in San Mateo, and I've always thought of that as my home unit and district, and that District 21 was kind enough to honor me with this pin. Oh. So they appointed me from another district, so I really appreciate it.
And we are honored to have all of you be members of our group. Yes?
Nancy Stromer from Houston, Texas, and I'm honored to be here as well.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Are you? This is Jen and Akataya, and I'm very glad to be a member of the Goodwill. A wonderful people, and I promise to spread Goodwill.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this actually is not on my agenda, but all week, or the last few days, I've been walking around, and it seems to me that everywhere I walk, Tommy Fitzgerald is walking towards me. Our chairman of our tournament chair, Tommy Fitzgerald. I want you to know that 2 days before the tournament started, Tommy and her first lieutenant, Leslie, actually took the spouses out on a tour of the Arboretum. So we thank you. That's very well organized in my book. We have many honored guests today, and I feel a little like the host at the Academy Awards, because these people, it's amazing, because I believe one of the things that the honorees always say is, I'm so honored to be among this group and to have been chosen from this group. And I feel that even though these people are all very special, you are all very special. Our Eileen Osowski, Goodwill Member of the Year. This is an honorary title that is presented to the ACBL member who has exhibited unselfish dedication to the cause of good conduct, worthy participation, and ethical behavior. And this year, our recipient is Carl Denker. Carl? We'd like you to come up. Georgia, would you? I've already told both Georgia and Carl that one of the things that Carl has done that I am very, very taken with is that if he has not seen you at a sectional or regional tournament, he will send you a postcard and say, "Gee, Sandy, we really missed you. Hope we'll see you at the next tournament." And then if you come, he says, "Thank you for coming." So I think that is a great thing, and I know that Georgia knows Carl very well, and I'll let her say a few words and make the presentation.
I was on my district board when Carl decided to get involved in bridge politics and administration and start running it, and he came on full speed. He took over a regional, he became his unit president, he became district president, he did it all. And he did it not just through hard work, but because of his attitude and his behavior and the way he treated people. My favorite were the wedding invitations that he sent out to a regional one year, inviting us all to attend, and sent them out to all the pros that he thought might like to discover a new small town. And some of them came just because of those invitations that they received. And then he thanks us for coming. He's always looking for new ways to help the players, to promote bridge, always a smile on his face, always a smile on the face of Raj's wife, who's always right there with him helping. And we are very thankful and very honored to have you from our district, Carl.
And Carl, if you'll turn that around where we can see all three, no, all three of you.
Oh, okay. I go on the other side of Carl?
There you go. Why not?
His favorite.
Yeah, my favorite place. Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, I didn't know I was doing all that work to end up here. But I will have to tell you, it's a great honor to be among all you nice people. I was greatly surprised when I got a telephone call telling me that I had won this honor. But I'd like to tell you something about what I do. I find that running regionals and sectionals and etc. doesn't leave much time for bridge. It takes a lot of work to run a tournament. And I remember that it's kind of like when we run a regional or a sectional, there's no time for anything else except to run a regional or the sectional. You get there in the morning, you get the orange juice going, and the donuts going, and the coffee going, and you close up the night with beer and wine, some hot dogs, or buffalo wings. And you just say, God, I'd be glad when the 7 days is over with. Yeah. But behind all this work that we've done and having fun has been my wife for 60-some years. And she's put up with me. And I want to thank you very much for this honor. It's great to be among nice people. There's a lot of bridge players that they say aren't very nice, but they're not in this room. So this is a room of awful nice people, and I want to thank you very much for the honor you've given me.
Carl, thank you. And now I'd like to call on your local district director, District 16 Director Dan Morse, who'd like to welcome you and say a few words.
Working?
It is.
All right. First, I'd like to welcome y'all all with a great big Texas howdy to all you out-of-staters here. Welcome to Texas. Yeah. And I'd like to thank the committee here that's working really hard. Tommy Fitzgerald and her group are doing a great job, doing everything they can. We got lots of rave reviews, so thank you a lot. And there's a lot of good and bad things about me, district director. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
All right. That better? Okay. One of the best things that you get to do as a district director is occasionally you get to honor someone. And this year, I've been able to select someone to be a honorary member and a honor volunteer from District 16. And that is something that I feel like is one of the best things we do here on the board of directors like that. And this fellow right here has done everything District 16. He's done president, vice president, unit, treasurer. He's been a mediator when we had problems and a mentor for people that were beginning. And he's also been our tournament chairman for 25 years. I'm talking about Charlie Price over there, Charlie. All right, Charlie, if you can come up. And he's very fortunate to have a lovely wife, Melanie, who's always been able to let him do his bridge and it was encouraged him to do it. Charlie, we really appreciate you here in District 16. And you're the honorary member for this tournament. Thank you very much. Can you come up? If you can't come up, I'll come over there. If you can't come up, I'll come over there.
It says, American Contract Registry, Ali Alliance of Goodwill Company, the American Contract Registry, National Goodwill Company, gratefully appreciate Charlie Price for the many years of jumping right and sending cash service to the Inner Bridge and his community. Your tireless dedication, a fun time to invest in all people in the bridge world. This is Rob Mark and Sandy Winston. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
two other very important people that we would like to honor today. I told you it was a little like the Academy Awards. We have the Nadine Wood Volunteer Member of the Year is given to one or two ACBL members who exhibited effort and appreciation and have worked very, very hard, and they gave up themselves, selfless volunteers. Presenting this award, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble talking, today is Bill Cook. So Bill was able to select these in his year as chairman of the board of directors. Is Bill here? Ah, there's Bill.
Thanks, Sandy. You know, it's we have so many wonderful volunteers in this organization. It really, we couldn't do, ACBL couldn't do what it does if it weren't for all the really dedicated volunteers that we have in this organization. And most of you here could easily have been chosen to be the volunteer of the year. But I had a number of recommendations that were brought to me for consideration. And of that list, I just couldn't pick one. So I decided that we would select two people to be the volunteer of the year. Now, the first person that I selected was Savannah Scotto from New York. Come on up. This lady runs a bridge club in New York, the Sagamore Bridge Club, and the thing that really stood out most about her work, and she's been a club operator and for a long time, is that the longest day activity that we had this past year on behalf of the Alzheimer's Association, her club raised over $80,000 for that cause. I don't know how she did it, but evidently she twisted a lot of arms and volunteered. She had a group of people that went out in the community and did this, and we were so pleased for her to be recognized as one of the volunteers of the year. And
I'd like to present that to her.
I want to present to you the Volunteer of the Year pin, and I hope you'll wear that with pride when you go around.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I think Al would even bring
it. Al wants to come up and say a few words.
Hi, my name is Al Levy. I'm district director in New York and Long Island, and Silvana is a member of the Nassau-Suffolk Bridge Association and also the owner of the Sagamore Bridge Club. I just have to say a few words about Silvana. I've known her for a number of years, an amazing woman. Silvana is a businesswoman, very successful, runs a number of businesses. In the past, she ran a number of businesses before taking some time off to grow her family, and grow it did. Five daughters, so amazing. That alone gets you medals. So, a number of years ago, the love of bridge sort of took over, and Silvana opened up the Sagamore Bridge Club on Long Island. It's, I would say, one of the finest bridge clubs in North America. Technology, hospitality, I'm sure everybody would agree who plays at our club, it's the finest. There are teaching programs, newcomers. Silvana does a lot of the teaching. No amenity is left out. Everything is encouraging people to play. Bridge on Long Island is growing, and partially due to Silvana. She's recruited so many new members through her program. So not only have the players have a great experience, but we're growing new members. Also, in the spare few minutes she can find, she is part of the Nassau-Suffolk Bridge Association Unit Board, and an integral part. Because of her skills and experience, we rely on her for a lot of things. So, anyway, you can tell from Silvana's activity of the longest day, raising more money than not only any bridge club, but any bridge organization, that she's a go-getter. I've been involved with organized bridge, I can't remember, over 40 years. I have never met a more energetic and a more devoted person to bridge, and with such successes. I don't know how she does it, they don't know how she does it, but we all applaud her great efforts and great successes. Thank you so much.
I just want to say that I could not do it all by myself. I do it with volunteers. I do have an incredible group of people who play at my club who I guess maybe get on the shirt tails of my energy and they follow me. When I said we were going to do the longest day, everybody came on board. You never saw a group of 85 individuals recruit people to play bridge for 16 hours and raise money like hell in 30 days. And I have to tell you though, next to raising my 5 children, finding bridge is the next most rewarding thing that I've found in my life. I'm happy to be part of you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
The second person that I selected for Volunteer of the Year is a lady who's been actively being the main hospitality person in the Washington Bridge area for many, many years. For over 40 years, she's been taking care of the hospitality and the tournaments there and looking after all the things that needed to be done. She was Nadine Wood's right-hand person all these years, that Nadine was so out front in the work there in the Washington area. And so it is with a great deal of pleasure that I introduce to you Kitty Godfrey from Silver Springs, Maryland, who is our second recipient this year of the Volunteer of the Year Award. It's my pleasure, Kitty, to present you with this pin as the Volunteer of the Year for 2014, and we're so happy that you could be with us at this time to receive this award.
Thank you.
Margo would like to come up and say a few words about Kitty. They've known each other and worked together in the Washington area, and so she...
Yeah, I had from even 93.
Thank you. I think it's so wonderful in a forum like this to be able to recognize people who have given back so much to Bridge. It's nice to be able to give back to them in this way. And when Bill called Kitty last November to tell her that she was the co-recipient of the Volunteer of the Year Award, she was as pleased to be nominated for that position as she was that it was named for her dear friend Nadine, for whom she had been a friend and a mentor for over 30 years. Last fall, when Bill called Kitty, it was unclear whether Kitty would be able to make it here. Her health has been very precarious, but I'm going to steal a line from her son, who said to me earlier today that his mom is true to her 9 lives because her name is Kitty. So we are so pleased that she is here today. And as her health rallied, so did her friends and family. Her son, Glenn, who's standing recording this right now in the middle of the room, lives in Chicago. He flew from Chicago to Washington 2 days ago to accompany his 87-year-old mother here to be able to be here today. And her unit president, Richard Farron, who was responsible for writing the letter that touched Bill so much, came to play bridge with Kitty today. He had not planned to do so before this award was made, and I'd just like to give the microphone over to Richard for one quick minute, if I may.
Thank you. I'll make it brief. To give you an idea, with Kitty, when she announced that she was, when she called me up and said that she and Glenn were had arrived into town and were in their hotel room, she invited me to come up to their hotel room, and so I did, and I immediately sat down, and it turns out they're having a little problems because they didn't get the oxygen tank yet, and there's some other problems with health-wise, but the first thing she does is not complain about that, but immediately starts to offer me coffee. that gives you, in a nutshell, all you need to know about Kitty and hospitality. Thank you.
I just like to say thank you, and you know, I deny that we all volunteer. We cannot do it just yourself. We need lots of helper, and I'm very fortunate. And I was a volunteer doing a few things, but I'm so glad I have lots of good people from WBO and the tournament and all that. I was hospitality chair and all that, but they all helped me. And definitely, volunteer need other volunteers. Yes, so we need lots of people to do this. So to have a good success tournament and all that. And I'm glad I made it for this award. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Kitty. Thank you to Silvana. Just, I cannot thank you for everything that you have done for Bridge, for our committee. And it just once again brings to us the fact that we are a community. We are a family. As Silvana said, next to bringing up her daughters, Bridge is so important to her. So I want to thank the ACBL staff for making this reception possible. Please, please, proudly wear your Goodwill pin. Support Goodwill and just go out there and have a good time. Remember, you can be competitive and you can still be friendly, caring, and ethical. And now before we all have more tears, I want you to go out there, win your master points, have a wonderful time, and don't forget, where's Robert? Welcome to our table.
Right.